Need to make sure that position is as dignified as possible. You can maybe bring your shoulders up to your ears and roll your shoulders down. Maybe tuck your chin in slightly. And you'd probably hear other people say, it's like having someone pull a cord from the top of your head to the ceiling, giving you a certain upright, dignified posture as you sit here this morning on your chair. Really taking that time to find a comfortable position. Maybe your hands are on your lap. You can feel your buttocks, your sit bones on the chair, the backs of your thighs on your chair, and your feet planted squarely on the ground. If you've got your legs crossed, maybe this is an opportunity to uncross your legs and allow both legs to have balance between them. We're just taking a moment now to see what's going on in our minds. Where are we in time and space this morning? Maybe you had a good night's sleep, maybe a poor night's sleep. Possibly you have things to do after this meditation, plans, activities. There's no need to change any of that, any of those thoughts, but just notice where the mind is this morning. Then, if you will, listening to sounds that are around you. It can be nature from outside, the gentle hum and buzz of activities in the house. Can be traffic on the road. Just the gentle activities of the morning. And let's drop now into the breath. And this is wherever you feel it the most is where I would ask you and invite you to place your focus. That can be through the nose, can be in the upper chest or the throat, or it can be in the belly. Just observing the gentle rise and fall, allowing yourself to really settle down into this morning's meditation. And as we sit here this morning, if you will, bringing to mind a mountain. It can be a mountain that you've visited, a mountain that you've seen on television, a mountain that you've seen in a photo. Don't worry too much about seeing the full detail of the mountain. Visualization is not for everyone. If you struggle with visualization, then just trying to feel the presence of a mountain. When you go to visit maybe mountains, you sense the sheer size, enormity, and the overwhelming presence of the mountain. With that mountain in mind, we're going to try and merge the mountain with ourselves. So as you're seeing or visualizing the mountain or sensing the mountain, feeling your feet at the base of the mountain, solid on the floor, planted and grounded. Your legs, your arms, the slopes of the mountain. They're rooted in the solidity and the groundedness of your feet. The shoulders are the upper crags of the mountain. And they're supporting the summit of the mountain, which is your head. And as you try to embody the feeling and the sensation of the mountain, feeling yourself sit upright in a very dignified and strong stance that reflects that of the mountain. You're solid, you're unmoving, and you're stable. A mountain, although it's been there for many, many thousands of years, is subject to the weather, is subject to the seasons. Each spring, there are new baby animals, new flowers, the streams have unmelted, the ice is starting to thaw and disappear. There is a buzz of energy around the mountain. And on the surface of the mountain. Maybe the mountain has caves and places for the life to shelter and gives birth to new animals, new plants, new birds during the spring. It's changing and it's evolving. Just like our lives, just like how we are also going through our life, nothing is staying the same. But the fundamental mountain is always staying the same. It's there supporting the life around it. In the summer, the direct sunlight is very strong on the mountain. It can burn areas into arid land. It's difficult maybe for certain plants to grow and thrive. The mountain will absorb the heat. And even in the summer, the mountain can be impacted by violent storms, thunder, lightning, the rivers that maybe were tranquil in the spring can start to rage after a rainfall. But the mountain itself doesn't move. These things happen to the mountain. The mountain itself is still grounded. It maybe is bearing scars from a thunderstorm, from an avalanche, from all of the things that life can throw at it. But the mountain remains. It's stable and it's grounded. And I'm inviting you to find yourself as the mountain, carrying the scars of whatever weather has passed by, but having a quiet central core. And then we come to the autumn, yet another season, yet more activities around the mountain. The colours of the leaves are changing. The weather is changing. The light levels are changing. But the mountain still remains. Just accepting the changes as they're happening. And seeing in some of those changes the beauty of nature and life itself. And then we're coming to the winter. The winter can be cold and harsh. Plants will die, maybe to come back the following year. Always hope that life is hibernating, and knowing that the spring will come and that there will be a renewal and a new opportunity. It's just a question of time, and the mountain has time, because the mountain is always there. It's always solid, and it always sits. It weathers the changes, but bears the scars of the weather and the seasons. And as you sit here in this meditation this morning, I invite you to feel that stillness of the mountain. Feel the balance and the strength that you have inside to weather the seasons, to have hope for the renewal of whatever may come. No matter what the intensity or violence of the storms that pass by you or the mountain, knowing that you will be okay. I'm just sitting a moment with this feeling of inner strength. Going back slowly to the breath. And re-feeling our feet on the floor as the base of the mountain. Our legs and our arms as the sides of the mountain. Our shoulders as the crags, and our head as the summit. Knowing that sometimes, very frequently, the weather will change very quickly in the mountains. And sometimes when the weather is changing and you're walking in the mountains, best course of action is to stay where you are, to sit still and to wait till the weather has passed. With the intention that this weekend you'll remember your inner strength. You remember sometimes the best course of action is to just sit still and wait and to allow the weather and the storm to pass. And always remembering that spring always comes and that life and hope is always renewed. A Dropping back into your breathing. And just savoring this feeling. Starting now to have a sense of your whole body as it sits here in the chair. Maybe starting to hear some of the sounds around you, from the street, from the hubbub of the house. And taking in a nice deep breath and releasing that breath this morning. And when you're ready, coming back into the room, our virtual room.